Nicely with Martin Bester.
What's happening in Pretoria today? Inauguration Day. And Masechaba Sefularu from our news office is on the scene. Good morning, Masechaba. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning, Martin. I'm earlier than usual, but I'm still standing. I'm good.
You've been there since what time this morning? Very, very early.
Quite early. We had to be here by 4 o'clock already, just because of that, you know, tight security, access control. We were all bussed into the union buildings, and we're currently just waiting for formalities to kick off. Right now, some last-minute preparations, some laying out of the seats and, you know, sound checks and all those other things that should be done before, yeah, formalities begin.
And the reason why there must be tight security, obviously, is we also have a lot of guests from other countries, dignitaries, politicians visiting.
That's quite right. We've had a couple of heads of states already arriving in the country over the past 2 or so days. We expect that we will have quite a lot of dignitaries here to witness the inauguration of President Cyril Ramaphosa for his second term. It is quite a, you know, short program, but, you know, these things never really usually happen on time. There is some entertainment planned as well. We're expecting the oath of office that will be administered by the Chief Justice to happen at around 11:30. And then President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver his speech at around 11:40. So it is much of a whole day affair for some of us who've been here since 4 o'clock this morning.
Sure.
But we expect that at around lunchtime, we should be done with all formalities. And I guess for those who will stick around, there should be some entertainment as well.
All right. And do we know what kind of entertainment, just by the way?
Well, it is a bit of a surprise, but we've had some sneak previews, if you'd like,
yes,
where there's been some choreography that's done by a couple of artists and, well-known musicians that are going to be participating as well. Reportedly, it's going to be a reflection of the last 30 years of democracy. As you may know, that's been the theme for government throughout this year, where we're celebrating 30 years of democracy, also it being an election year, and we find ourselves here where we're sitting with a government of national unity. All things new, all things different. We've heard this phrase being used so many times before. 2024 was our 1994, and here we are.
All right, so not a very long day then, actually, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Not too many speeches, mostly the most important one from the president.
That's it. Obviously, it's going to be the oath of office that's the most important thing, right? And then from there, we'll have to hear from the president. A lot of us quite interested, I suppose, to hear what the president has to say. But really, he won't be talking much about what plans there are for the country. We're all looking forward to when he finally reveals his cabinet, and then we're going to have the State of the Nation address. So there's still quite a long program to go beyond this inauguration today. And yeah, journalists are all ready and waiting.
Since 4 o'clock this morning. And tell me, the heads of state, as far as what? From where? Is it mostly our continent and abroad?
It is mostly our continent. Like, I can't tell you who exactly it may be beyond the continent. I do know of a couple that are from Africa. Last night I saw that King Muswati is around here as well. You know, there's been quite a few that have arrived. A super vice president of, I think it was Uganda, that also arrived. So it is quite an array. Like, it's really everybody who will be here today to witness the inauguration of President Cyril Ramaphosa for his second term as president.
Well, thanks for that update, Masechaba. Much appreciated. And we'll catch up with you again. All the best for today.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin. Thanks.
Cheers. Hey, bye-bye. Masechaba Sefularu there from our news office. On the scene since very, very early for security reasons, had to be bussed in. But you'll be absolutely sure of the fact that you'll be updated.
Mm-hmm.
As it happens, president speaking a little bit later, around 11 o'clock. And then the inauguration. The flyover.
The flyover.
Yeah. That I know. They've been practicing.
They've been practicing.
Mm-hmm. quite extensively over the last couple of days around Pretoria. 6:22
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.